Yo, what's up, guys? I want to make a podcast today about why cold approaching is so hard, right? Or at least the majority of guys think is hard, right? And I could understand why it is and why it's not, right? There's, many reasons why cold approach seems hard, and actually there's two worlds to it. Like, it's very easy and it's very hard. And I think it's all psychological at the end of the day. And it's also, I feel, you have it all comes down to what other choice have you got, right? So cold approach is cold approach. You approach somebody, you have the confidence to approach somebody. And the reason, as a man, you would cold approach is because you want to meet somebody, you want to meet a potential girlfriend, a potential sex partner, whatever it is. So the whole movement of cold approach, I mean, it's been going on since the age of the internet. The age of the internet is only about 20 years or so. I'm not necessarily sure, but before that, guys had been, meeting girls somehow, some way. But with the whole popularity now with cold approach, what we have is we have day game, we have random cold approach, and we have night game. Nighttime approaches have always actually been something that has been normal. But most guys, I think now, especially after doing a lot of day game, which is daytime approaching, cold approaching, and some random approaches, which takes an incredible amount of confidence for the average guy to step outside of the box and approach a girl he likes and get into a conversation with her, get her number, take her on a date. That builds a lot of confidence. So approaching girls at night, it's incredibly easy if you can approach girls during the day. Now, nighttime has always been the setting in which men approach women. But a few years ago, guys were having trouble even being able to seduce girls at night, being able to meet girls at night. The average guy just couldn't do it. The average guy was a bit clueless. The average guy fell into the social circle form. They fell into meeting girls through here, through there. Most guys wouldn't even meet girls. Most guys would have to settle for whatever girl they got. That's kind of like the situation. Maybe like the 1% of guys, in my awareness, were the ones actually getting some formidable, some sort of. I mean, I'm not saying every guy should be a player, should be trying to be a player, but I'm saying though there's a 1% of guy who's actually sleeping with a lot of girls, and these are facts, right? So now the other guy is fine if he like. But the problem with the other guy who's not in the 1%, the average guy who doesn't have any awareness of how to carry himself, how to approach girls in a nighttime scenario, daytime scenario, whatever, just game in general, the problem with that guy is he's very insecure in himself. He's not confident. He might not be in a good relationship. Now, if you're in a good relationship, by all means, disregard all this. But just the statistics show that, and from what I've seen in my own personal life, there's just so much cluelessness going on with guys when it comes to meeting girls. So now, why is cold approach so hard? It's very hard because your mind is conditioned for it to be hard. Now, it is absolutely necessary for you to develop yourself, develop your game, develop your health, develop your livelihood, and put it all together in a way that makes a confident package. So cold approach in and of itself is not hard. It's just that you are a guy who is unconfident, who needs to get his shit together. Because if you cannot cold approach, and if you're not actively approaching, especially if you're a single man, you're not in a relationship, and you want a relationship, you want to meet a partner, you want somebody in your life, you need to get it together. Now, it doesn't matter if you approach in your social circle and all that. But here's the thing too. It's not just about approaching. Guys actually are afraid of getting rejected. And not only are they afraid, they should be getting rejected because they are not attractive. right now, you need to figure out what type of girl you like. And the only way to do that is to meet different types of girls. Now, if you're an unattractive guy, you can find a partner. You can find a girl that's equally unattractive. But is that what you want? Why not better yourself? Why not improve your health? Why not improve your wealth? Why not improve your, purpose in life? Why not improve your game, which is also a necessity? You cannot just improve your health and your wealth and not improve your game. You have to work on your game as well. And now, game is not what I really disagree with the fact that game is some sort of tactical manipulation techniques, sort of like words to say, canned routines, and all that. I do believe that the process of meeting a woman from point like from just the minute you meet her till about the phone number to the first date, maybe the second date, third date, or sleeping with her or whatnot, that process is it's not a diff it's not necessarily too different, right? Everybody's different, obviously, but that initial part, of a relationship, that part is not necessarily too different. There are kind of like a process that people follow to get into a relationship, and that process itself is what I believe is taught, right? It should be taught, a good process for that, because some would say, oh no, but you're manipulating, but you're doing this, you're doing that. No, absolutely not. Just that little beginning part, that's the part you need to narrow down, your attractiveness, the way of the approach, how to carry an interaction, how to go for a phone number, how to be confident, how to present yourself in a way, in an appealing way that the girl's gonna like and be attracted to and respond to, how to groom yourself, take care of yourself, have a good style. Ultimately, you want to be an attractive man. That's not manipulation, that's called biology. Girls are attracted to an attractive man. Now, as far as lines to say and all of that, well, guess what? For hundreds of years, guys have been approaching girls, and let's say the guys that statistically, and this is true, the guys that approach the, I mean, that sleep with the most women, right? That 1%, that really hot guy, they're usually doing the same thing. They're saying hi to the girl, they're getting her number, they're wine and dining her, they're taking, whatever the fuck it is they do is what they're doing. And it's usually similar. When does it change? When the guy settles down, initiates a relationship. That's the cool part, right? Now, I do believe the cold approach is good if you do it correctly in a way that's healthy, especially at night. There's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't approach girls you like, because they're out, they're mate selecting. They're open to being talked to, even if they seem like they're not. If you're their type, they will open up to you, and you can potentially build something there. Now, what I personally like about cold approach, and I don't think there should be a dark air around it if you view it the way I view it, which is once you do get hook up with the girl and you go through the courting process, then you have the option to develop a relationship. Now, women aren't stupid. They have. They don't have to sleep with you. They can get to know you. So essentially, you're not manipulating anybody, because the whole way, the whole step, the whole process is just helping you move things forward. It's making things better for her. And she chooses to sleep with you or not. She wants to be in a relationship. And eventually, you can actually be in a relationship and get to know each other, start a family, whatever it is you want to do. I do believe that connection and friendship and relationship between a man and a woman, it's a good thing. Whatever the boundaries you want to set are, that's up to you. I'm not going to push monogamy on you. I'm not going to push polyamory on you. Whatever it is you feel like doing. But guys are clueless when it comes to the cold approach, when it comes to the meeting, when it comes to being confident, introducing yourself, because they're afraid, they're nervous, they're afraid of rejection. It's all seen as a weird thing, but it's not weird. You can follow a process of meeting people, because that's irrelevant. How you met somebody is irrelevant. I got a little story, for example. I got into game because essentially I was clueless with girls. I didn't know, I didn't have a girlfriend, and I wanted to have a girlfriend, so I went on Google and I just like Googled, oh, how to have a girlfriend. And then I got into it. Then my friend's like, look, there's this book, like this is dude that's like really good at picking up girls, check it out. I checked out that book, the game, and I was like, wow, you can. But back in the day, it was all about manipulation. So I was like, oh wow, you can actually do magic tricks and like get girls to like you and date them, and all that dumb stuff, right? But then you get into it, and ideally you start approaching girls, and then what happens is you start getting your little girlfriends, and you start getting laid, and you start getting out. So it's not a bad thing to bet yourself in that sense. Otherwise, if you don't improve yourself, you ask your uncle, you ask somebody to help you get your dating skills up, you're never going to improve in that area. So it's good to make a conscious effort. And a lot of the advice you get are you have to look good, which is true. Look better, go to the gym, be healthy, have a career, have a passion, right? That's going to make you all the more attractive, because approaching alone is not going to do anything for you. You need to be an exemplar man. You need to be a man. You need to meet a certain requirement of attraction for the average girl. So the way the world works is you have a continuity, a flow in the world. You have women, you have men, you have average girls, you have above average girls, you have below average girls, you have below average men, you have average men, above average men, right? So the majority of people are in the average realm, more or less. So as long as you're in that realm, the cold approach is going to help you, right? You should always strive for more. You should always strive not to be, everybody's unique, not to be above average, but you should always live your life to its fullest extent. As long as you're enjoying yourself and not concerning yourself too much with being above average, but just fulfilling your potential and doing what it is you feel you could get the most out of life from and get the most enjoyment from. And that is the type of people that are in the world. So with that being said, cold approach is not something you should fear. It's not something you should avoid. It's something you should embrace. It's something you should do. You should do it properly at night, during the day. You should know how to approach a woman in a random scenario, how to present yourself properly without any BS, without any harassment, without any BS, right? That's pretty much the way you should look at it. But there is many people out giving advice that might not be necessarily the best, because this thing is still being figured out. The movement of self-development and men being more confident and all of that is still being figured out. And the last thing we want to do is something that is looked down upon by women, right? So I do believe a girl would love to be approached by an attractive guy. So that's why it's always encouraged for you to work on yourself and be average, be above average, and then approach women who are in within your who you like, right? Who you have a taste for, and then hopefully you'll mesh and you'll have some sort of chemistry. And if you're gonna approach some women which you're not gonna have any chemistry, you're not gonna be, and a lot of them you won't. I mean, it all depends. I mean, there's nothing else you could do but your best. Like, you should look into the obvious things such as having your fashion, your grooming down, and look your best. It's not like look doesn't matter. Like, it does. Like, girls will pay attention to your presentation, how you come off in certain scenarios, day, night, how you present yourself when you go to a dinner, when you go to the gym, how you groom yourself, how your presentation is important, especially if you're going to cold approach. Take care of that as much as you can. You're going to be in the press. Girls take care of themselves. You think when you're walking down the street, you see a girl, you think she didn't work on herself? You think she just threw something on and walked out? No. The girls you're approaching, they're putting their best foot forward. Put your best foot forward so that you don't shoot yourself on the foot by not obeying these simple things. One of the first things you do when before you cold approach, whether it's night or day, is take care of your outfit, take care of your fashion, your style, your hair. Try to have a good physique. Physique is not as important, because if you dress it correctly, you could come off a certain way. You've seen the CEOs who dress super good, who have some swagger. You've seen guys who can pull it off. So, but be hyper aware of how you're coming across. Have your friends tell you. If your friends are lame, make cool friends. Look at cool people and indulge yourself and immerse yourself in a world, in the world you want to be part of. You shouldn't be held down and constrained in a world of beta life and chodiness and people who are holding you down. Let unshackle that and come into your world, come into your zone, better yourself, hit the gym, be Rocky, be Amazing. Learn these approaching skills. Now, there's going to be hurdles. You're going to have to jump over hurdles. It's not going to be straightforward. There's going to be a lot of rejection to deal with. But if you get the right coaching, if you learn from the right people, you're going to be able to do it correctly. Just, it's not that you're doing it wrong. It's not just that you're doing it wrong. It's that there's a way to do it. It's not like you shouldn't cold approach. You should, and there's certain ways to do it, certain scenarios in which you should do it. But every week, you should be putting your best foot forward and taking action, whether that's night or day. You pick your poison, but you should be putting your best foot forward, because if you're not, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna do this later, then the years of your life are just gonna go by. Years of your life are gonna go by that you should have been enjoying today. You have access to certain relationships, certain connections that you could be making today, that if and you're telling yourself you're gonna wait, you're pushing things back, and you should be very aware of that. You need to meditate, you need to organize yourself. You need to, the same way you hit the gym 3, 4 times a week, you should go out at night, do a couple of approaches, interact, enjoy being in the presence of females. I guarantee you there's gonna be girls out there that are gonna reciprocate your interest. Now, a lot of them are not, but that is not your issue. You should seek to understand human beings, human behavior. I've done a lot of that. I've checked. I listen to the experts, Jordan Peterson. I watch a lot of podcasts on attraction, of how human beings interact, how they feel, like how we learn about yourself. You learn about yourself, you're not going to take rejection personal. You only take rejection personal if you're lost in a clueless abyss of unconscious, and you're not in control of you don't know where you stand in the world. You're kind of just floating in this river of nonsense and insecurity. You need to get it together. And I do encourage you to meditate, because if you meditate, you're definitely going to get results, because your awareness is going to increase. And that's something that I personally have been doing ever since I took it upon myself to change my life, better my dating life, and achieve what I've wanted to achieve. I've had amazing relationships. I've discovered many ways of thinking and many ways of achieving what I want, and I'm at a very comfortable place right now. As a matter of fact, the game and social interactions are still evolving. They're still certain things falling into place right now, because we want to get it right. We don't want to do, we want to optimize at the end of the day. That's why online and all that stuff was created. People are trying to optimize. They're trying to find easier ways to meet each other. They're trying to be lazy. Whatever it is, I haven't put much thought into that. But at the end of the day, confidence is just the best thing you could do for yourself. And at the end of the day, real life interaction, it's what's gonna happen. So even if you're online, you don't want a cold approach, you still need to do your online thing. If that's working out for you, that's great. If you're happy with that, that's great. But if you're sitting there complaining, you're not getting results with that, then you're in the right place. You're learning about cold approach, you're learning about social dynamics, you're learning about, moving things forward, you're learning about this whole process of courtship, which is a good thing. And now, yes, of course, cold approach seems at first glance like it's a difficult thing to do. But like I said, if you create that hyper awareness, if you sit down, you meditate, you look at your actual weeks, you look at your future, you look at your past, and then you can observe what's going on in the world. You look around, you have goals for yourself. You know what you want. You want to meet a wonderful woman. You want to fall in love. You want to enjoy the biological exchange between a man and a woman. It's an enjoyable thing. It's kind of hardwired into us. It's a beautiful thing to be in the presence of feminine energy, and to carry that that it's very joy. It's enjoyable when you're with a woman and you're doing whatever it is you do. But it's enjoyable. It's something that, like, there's kind of like a push you get towards that situation. Otherwise, we wouldn't be sitting here discussing it. Otherwise, porn wouldn't be like the biggest industry out, So, there's a lot of explanations to it. But at the end of the day, You're here to change and to better your dating life, and that's what it is you need to do. And then, take it small steps, small step it. Like I said, nighttime is incredibly easy if you get the confidence to approach during the day. And the topic of the podcast is why guys, I even forgot the topic, but why guys don't cold approach, I believe. Why people don't want to cold approach. And dude, I feel like you should just completely turn that perspective around. I feel like it's something you can incorporate. I feel like it's a tool that you should have. You shouldn't limit yourself to be the reason you're even like inquisiting about this is because you're not getting the results you want. So something needs to change. I know it's very hard and you might not want to push it, and you've done it and you've got burnt, you've touched the stove and you've got burnt, but you're gonna get burnt even harder. Now, set your goals, identify your sexual market value, start with growing your attractiveness, and then start taking some small steps towards approaching, and then you'll start getting a feel for it, you'll start getting into the relationships you want, you start having the sex life you want, and then it's all sorted out. So guys, I'm gonna leave it at that. That's pretty much all I wanted to talk about. This is like a little bit of a motivational speech, kind of like an eye-opener, kind of like a call to action in a way, and kind of like a understanding of what you're going through, because I'm not perfect myself. I feel that resistance. I see where it could be hard, but I also see how it should be done. And the fact that it really isn't hard if you flip your perspective and you approach it the right way and you do things the right way, things are going to fall into place. You're going to get a lot of success and you're going to live happily ever after with your newfound perspective and the approach. And you're not going to have problems anymore when it comes to the whole dating scene and all that. So it's good to get that sorted out. You don't want to be spending a lot of mental energy. You spend a lot of mental energy on bad relationships, breakups, and all that. And you want to sort that out for yourself. You want to be a confident man in that area, just like you should be a confident man in your health. You should be a confident man in your wealth, and you should be a confident man in life in general. And I guess if you're not a confident man, this is not for you. If you don't want to be a better man, you don't want to improve yourself, you don't like women, you don't want to figure it out, you don't want to explore what the adventures of love, sex, and feminine energy, if you don't want that, which I really doubt, I believe, I mean, it's in all of us. There's that desire for the opposite sex inside all of us. So I believe every man is going to come down to ask the question and say, hey, how do I make my sex life better? How do I make my dating life better? And every man is going to be come with a decision. It's going to be faced with the decision to cold approach, And I've heard in a podcast, I believe, I don't know who it is that said this, but everyone plays a game, but just the game they play is different. Like everyone's playing a game, everyone more or less is after the same type apple, but they're just going after it in a different way. So if what you're doing right now is not working for you, you need to change some stuff up and see what ends up happening. But every week, you must take a stand, you must work on yourself, you must work on your game, and you must work on your attractiveness. And it's not just game, remember that. You work on your attractiveness as well, and hit that threshold where you're a little, where you're average or above average. You don't want to be below average. You don't want to be below average. You want to be stinky. You don't want to be with a bad haircut. A lot of guys get this wrong. A lot of guys are they steep below average without or even being aware. They think game is the all be all end all solution, and it's not. You must be attractive. This is not manipulation taxes. This is simply social skills and being able to hold yourself strong and just go after not only what you want, but what the universe has put out there for you. The universe has put something out there for you. You need to go and figure out what it is and just enjoy what is out there for you and just take this life, make it yours. Stop floating around hoping for things to happen and make things happen. Okay, guys, that is all I want to say. I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. I look forward to making some more of these in the future. Guys, I love you all. Cheers. Until next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.